Hi, this is Bill Archer, and I want to welcome you to our study of 1 Thessalonians, Paul's first letter to the church at Thessalonica. Why did Paul write this letter and the following letter of 2 Thessalonians? Well, first of all, he wanted to assure his friends of his love and concern. After all, he left the city hastily at night, and he didn't want them to think that he had deserted them. Also, Paul's enemies were attacking his character and telling the new believers that their leader was really a greedy charlatan who preached religion in order to make money. There were plenty of itinerant rogues in Greece who did just that, and some were spreading the word that Paul was one of them. In this letter, Paul assured his readers of his love for them and his honesty in ministering to them. He had a second purpose in view. He wanted to ground them on the doctrines of the Christian faith, particularly with reference to Christ's return. He also encouraged them to live holy lives. Keep in mind that temptations to immorality were rife in the cities then, and that sexual sins were not condemned by most people. These letters emphasize purity of life, a concept that needs to be emphasized in our churches too. The new Christians were also confused about the return of Christ, and there was confusion about the day of the Lord. What does that term actually mean? And finally, in this letter, Paul sought to correct some of the weaknesses of the church with regard to spiritual leadership. How were the leaders to be addressed? How were they to be treated? And how was the church to relate to them? So this book is intensely practical. It is a book that is very relevant for us today, including not only practical applications, but solid doctrine as well. I trust that you will enjoy this study, and I encourage you to follow along with us as we proceed through this book.